When looking at the Marxist theory behind the book, we're essentially looking at how the economic system of the past broke the future world. The Great Withering that we see in 2038 isn't just a random ecological fluke. It's explained as the direct consequence of extractive capitalism in the past. The aggressive logging and corporate greed of previous generations stole the environmental stability of the future to make a profit in the present. This creates a world where class determines who gets to survive. In the novel's future, the elite live in climate-controlled luxury, while the proletariat, the poor, are left to die from disease and dust in a wasteland. Even the forests themselves are no longer just nature. They've been turned into a commodity. For example, the high-end nature resort where Jake Greenwood works shows how the ruling class has taken what was once a common resource and turned it into an expensive luxury experience for only the few who can afford it. Ultimately, the family's ancestral mistakes are presented as an economic and ecological debt that every generation is forced to pay.